This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 hit 900,000 Friday. That's less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The two-year total, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, is greater than the population of several U.S. states, I should say U.S. cities. The milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that has been beset by misinformation and political legal strife. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is part of China. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. President Joe Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interest all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued a joint statement highlighting what they called an interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The French president and German chancellor are now scheduled to head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to the diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and finding a way out of growing tensions there. France's Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Moscow on Monday and Kiev on Tuesday, while Germany's Olaf Scholz will travel to Kiev on February